A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, "Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money. And let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them." Then they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Many are our needs, few are our wants. Is that correct? Is the other way? So many are our wants, but few are our needs. In fact, countless are our wants. The tech industry, the manufacturing companies know this and they dig into it because the human need, the human mind, the human person is insatiable. Insatiable. When we think we have acquired this, there is more, there's something new. iPhone 15, iPhone 17, soon need to get to 25. And it keeps going. Jesus knew this and says to us, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God," the entrance song of today. Not like we don't need all of this, we don't want them, we cannot use them. They are there for the taking. But then let us focus. Set up your priority, which should be God. After God comes every other thing. Let the things of this world not replace God in our lives. That will be idolatry. And he gives them this command. Go out. Focus on your preaching. And the rest will come. And if they do not welcome you, shake the dust off your feet and leave. A message for us. Ezra, in the first reading, recounted how the Lord used even the pagan people to help them. Let your focus be on God. All other things can be a distraction. Jesus knew this. What is it that is distracting me from openly expressing myself to God and to one another? God is the ultimate. God is the greatest satisfaction we can get, especially in this world and in the next. Other things can only be the satisfaction here, but not in the next. We thank God for our faith. We thank God for us who come here every morning to seek Him, to seek righteousness. His words are yes and amen. Seek you first the kingdom of God. Every other thing will be added unto you. May the Lord continue to grow our faith, increase us in grace and virtue, and may other things follow as we put our trust in Him.